I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is an AFL off-season podcast. My name is Heath, and the first question I ask every week is your highlight of the week. So, Josh, you got a highlight of the week past?
I do, actually.
Thank fuck for that.
At work, there's women's toilets, men's toilets, and the disabled toilet, except there's no one there that needs to use that, so it's just used as an extra toilet.
Is there always the shame of somebody sneaking out of the disabled toilet when others walk past?
Yeah, it's usually people doing lines of coke in there.
I have no idea, but it's all the others are like little cubicles, and this has got its own room kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can just relax, have your shit on work time. That's great.
Or do your lines of coke in there.
Yeah. Well, that too.
Or Airbnb it to, you know, Asian students.
But they had works going at work in the basement because they've got entry facilities there with, you know, showers and whatnot.
Yep.
So that toilet was on the same line, so it was out of order. And then they finished that and forgot to take the out of order side down.
Oh, right.
So I've been shitting like a king. I've left that sign up there. In fact, they've taken it down once and put it back up again because no one else uses it now. I can just wander on by, wander on in, like Cartman in the transgender episode.
Yep.
Got my little toilet. Thinking putting a water feature in, maybe some lighting, a clapper perhaps. And the good thing is it's filled with the same stuff that they put in the women's toilets.
Right.
Like the nice smelling hand soap and that shit. They don't bother with that in the blokes.
No. Do they still refill that even though it's out of order?
Yeah, because the people that refill it are just probably paid $3 an hour and they just see a door open and put shit in there.
I mean, the next step really is just running Cat 5 cable into there. Yeah. Connection.
I know, I've got Wi-Fi, so I can work from there if I have to. If I'm having to crap, I don't want to work.
Brenton, your highlight of the week past?
Well, obviously I've been away, if you've been listening, or following Twitter. One random thing. I went to Singapore and Thailand. I'll probably go through a lot of different stories during this episode.
Yep.
But when I was going to, me and the missus decided we'd treat ourselves to a bit of bougie luxury in Koh Samui. Just had a really nice resort that was actually cheap as fuck because it was off-season, so got a great deal from Agoda. But anyway, I'm like, you know what? I just don't want to fly direct there. I want to, you know, see a little bit else of Thailand. So we flew to Surat Thani, but flew AirAsia, which is fucking terrible airline. I can tell you that much.
Yep.
They fly out of a different airport. It's not Bangkok International. It's called Don Muang or something like that.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to figure out where the fuck that airport is. Punch it into Google Maps and just do a little close up on it. And I'm looking at the runways. I'm like, what the fuck? There's a golf course in between two of the runways. I'm like, this cannot be for real, unless there's like massive nets up or anything.
Yep.
They fucking wouldn't want me playing.
No. So as we're flying, I'm keeping an eye out. There are legit people on there playing golf, and there's no nets up. Like, they're, I would say it would probably be 50 metres from the runway.
Yep, okay.
I played at Freeway Golf Course in Melbourne, which coincidentally is on the side of the freeway.
Yep.
I got one on the freeway on a par 3. So I'm like, I could literally take out a 737 at this airport.
You say 50 metres off track. I've gone that far off on bloody putt-putt.
Yeah, exactly. Tam didn't believe it until we're landing. And she's like, holy fuck. And our pilot, not great. We're coming in and like, just from playing like flight simulator games that we were younger and growing up, you have a general idea of like how, you know, landing works and what you should be doing, how approach comes and general angle of attack.
Right.
So we're coming down and all of a sudden we've gone from about, I don't know, 15,000 feet down to about 3,000 in a pretty short time. And I'm like, we are coming in way too hot. Like, way too hot. Like, this isn't good.
permission to buzz the tower, Maverick.
So the pilot realizes as well. So all of a sudden, he just has to basically just pull straight back on the yoke so we can just go, what? And so I'm looking at Tam. She's like, is that normal? I'm like, no, it's not normal. And then lands. But I'm looking around everyone else. They're like, no, it's normal. AirAsia flight.
Problem is, though, if they pull back that hard, the plane angle changes so much. Like the nose is pointed to the sky.
That's exactly what happens, yeah.
So when the rear wheels hit, there's that much more angle to go bang in the front wheel. Because they try and land with just the rear wheels first, but then the front very shortly after, so it doesn't travel much.
Yeah.
So if you're going in like that, that motherfucker's going to go slam.
Yeah. So that made me, far more confident about the golf course. So from there, we just caught a bus and a ferry across to Koh Samui and then did the same on the way back. And on the way back, I was thinking, like, would they actually let me on the course? I'm left-handed, so...
They might let you fly.
That's very true, actually.
How many hours in flight sim you got?
Oh, I've racked up at least 100, I would say.
All right, you have a fair chance as a co-pilot, at least.
That was my highlight of the trip.
Oh,
well, one of.
What was the resort in Koh Samui?
It was called Hansa Resort. Really nice one at the top end. Like, just bougie as fuck.
Did you say Hanzo?
Hansa, like H-A-N-S-A-R.
I said Hanzo. I'm pretty sure that's Hanzo. Bloody Russell Crowe's character out of Romper Stomper.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. So really nice. We got on a go-to for like 200 a night, which was fucking incredible. Would have been six other rooms occupied while we were there. We had a nice pool right on the beach. So we basically didn't leave it. Had three happy hours per day. we made every single one of them. And we were the only ones at the bar. So the barman was fucking stoked when they saw us because they had nothing else to do.
Oh, good on them.
But if anyone... I don't get... obviously, they've got lots of Burmese people that fled across the border. Obviously, the fucking dictator and genocide going on there. But they need a better business model than trying to sell suits in 40-degree weather to people, in thongs and boardies. Because they get real aggressive too.
Yeah.
One of them, he's making up stories that I told him. And I'm like, I didn't tell you that. He's like, you said you'd come back tomorrow. You bullshit. I'm like, the fuck? Dude, just find another business. I don't want to buy another suit.
Yeah.
And then they're trying to like flog off Muay Thai tickets. And I'm like, I'm not watching Muay Thai on Koh Samui.
Yeah, I've got Fox Sports.
Yeah, exactly. And if I was in Bangkok for longer, I would have liked to go see one. But the hardest part about Thailand was just everyone rips you off. Everyone.
Yeah.
I'm paying white guy price on the streets. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I don't consider that getting ripped off.
The price
off.
Of travel.
And it's still cheap. So, I don't care. I'm not going to bargain down for that. But I mean, 7-Eleven, they tried to rip us off. So, we just sat on the side of the street most of the day.
To be fair, 7-Eleven here rips off anybody that works there. So,
well, that's true. But not in Thailand, man. They're ripping their fucking bosses off. That's for sure. So, we walk in. I just wanted a beer and toasted sandwiches. Which, by the way, the toasties from 7-Eleven are fucking incredible.
Right.
They're like Jaffle makers behind the counter.
Did you get the one
amazing
that they put a green... I'm not sure what the fuck it is. It's like a pureed fruit or something in it.
I did not. I know the one you're talking about. To try that one.
It's spectacular.
Yeah. We had we just had the normal ham and cheese and the croque monsieur and Tam went with the carbonara. And they're all fucking amazing.
Oh, great.
So anyway, grabbing a beer, long neck of fucking Singer or something.
Yeah.
Tiger. And
that's been refilled about seven times and all scraped on the sides.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And there's people lining up. And so I get there and I've got my card in my hands. And before I get there, two people behind the counter just sort of whisper to each other.
Yep.
And so I walk up with my card and then she's like, oh, no card. So I'm like, oh, all right. It's like, how much is it? She's like, 300 baht. And I didn't even click.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's ATM. It's like right outside the door.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'll be back. I'll draw some money out. And it would have been maybe 15 seconds. So I drew out my 300 baht, come in, and the lady behind me is using her card.
Yeah.
And then it's clicked. I'm like, I see what's going on here. So I just start not making a scene, but she's using her card and like talking to my girlfriend really loudly, who is Asian appearance. She never ripped off once.
No, of course not.
And then I start kicking up, not kicking up fast, but they're using the fucking
making noise.
Asian appearance. She's Asian.
Yeah,
well, she's Australian.
It's
racist.
It's not like she's just standing there squinting and they're like,
Australian,
you're
racist. We'll not accept that. Actually, we'll get into that story later. So, yeah, I'm sort of like, that's 300 baht. That's going to be way too much. So I got to check out the price tags. And then as we're doing that, there's a lady who runs a fucking fantastic hawker little food joint across the road that we sat at every night.
Just, right.
Drank and ate her delicious food, which I stole some recipes from. I was pretty happy about that.
Well done.
And she comes in just to cool off in the freezer part because obviously she's sweating over a stove. and she sees what's going on, so she starts saying something to them. So the price went from 300 baht to 200 baht to 120 baht.
Wow.
And they did not make eye contact at all. It's like, you cheeky little fuckers. So yeah, obviously they just weren't going to scan it, pocket the money.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I don't mind you ripping off 7-Eleven, but fuck. If I'm going to 7-Eleven, I don't get ripped off that bad.
Yeah.
Especially since I can buy the beers from Lady Across the Road for cheaper than selling them as well.
But well, as long as you got a good toasty out of it.
Yeah, yeah. The hardest part was obviously with my girlfriend being Vietnamese heritage, but in Australia with a pure ochre accent. We walk around and everyone thinks she's a prostitute. Right? Everyone. It's,
oh, baby, it's a compliment, you know?
So speaking of negotiation, how much did the 7-Eleven offer her?
Well, the thing is, I could see the other guys thinking...
It started at 300 baht.
She does take it.
all the other guys, they must have been thinking that I've paid for the most premium service ever, because it's early in the morning and we're walking around.
She's got all her teeth.
All the girls just sort of look at her like, you motherfucker. She got super angry about it, though. Like, super angry.
It's the full girlfriend experience. The nagging. Borrowing money. Yeah.
Me paying for everything.
Yeah.
Sharing the toilet.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. So.
Yeah, keep going. Sounds like you got more stories.
Fuck it. Speaking of toilets, bidets are the best thing ever.
Bidets. Yes. Bidets, okay.
Incredible. Yep. I'm on board for 100%.
I've seen the photo. I don't know. Did you share this photo? Or?
Yep, I did share this photo. Right. I didn't share it with everyone. I shared it with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. I meant on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. But, so the missus, like a three-year-old child, gets curious how a bidet works.
Did she know what it was?
Yeah, she'd used it. Oh. Then she's like, wonder how it works. And then so she sticks her head over the bowl. Oh, yeah, it comes out. Like, straight all over her face. And I was lucky when I heard the screams, I knew what happened, so I came in with a camera ready.
I like that. You're just like, yep, I've seen this.
I know what's happening here.
In reality, it makes a lot more sense than smearing shit around your bunghole with paper.
For sure. But the thing is, after you've used the water feature, you still got to wipe it down anyway. And with having like pretty hairy fucking beehole, it just gets caught up and bald in there. So I'm like, what the fuck do I do with that part? So,
well, you're supposed to have like a handkerchief or some shit.
We use baby wipes.
Oh, that'll work too.
That goes on to the next story, is that at my girlfriend's old house that her dad built, instead of having like the bidet, they have like the little fucking, not shower the hose, head, but little hose there. Yeah.
Right.
And he lives with us now, so no bidet is no hose. And so instead he's got a...
garden hose through the window.
Nope. A watering can and a... and a fucking hanky.
It's not the same watering can that he's dug your garden up with, is it?
I hope not. I hope he doesn't fertilise it either. So, anyone comes to my house, do not touch the poop towel.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm on board with bidets, but the old poop towel, not so on board with that. I'm glad that his toilet is outside.
Yeah. I never really, like, having not grown up with a bidet or anything, how do you transition? Like, he's got the toilet and the bidet's next to it. Do you sort of just do a bit of a squat crab move to the side?
I say crab walk, it's got to be, doesn't it?
Or do you kind of just sort of clean yourself up a little bit and then move? Do you risk a little bit of poop dropping out if you've got a bit of diarrhea or some shit? I don't know. I feel like they should have like you know those twin spas you can get? Just that, but with the toilet bowls.
Right.
So it's one bowl, but with two seats.
All right. I thought you meant with the jets, like actual twin spa. I'm like... Oh, that's going next level.
Spar ass.
That is the poop bath.
That could fucking work. Yeah, provided the poop was empty or else you're just firing poop back in your asshole. Get back there. Yeah.
Don't they do like fecal replacement therapy now?
They do. People actually make a lot of money selling their shit. Yeah. And I don't fucking blame them. They're geniuses.
They're not cam girls for the win.
I mean, if people are willing to buy my shit, I am willing to sell it to them.
I'll give them a good price too.
Yep. Sure. There you go.
Yeah. And so, still on that topic, did not get gastro once in Thailand.
Almost a shame.
Amazing. I mean,
I don't think Thailand's popular for that. Like, not many people in Bali you would, but
yeah,
I don't think anywhere's popular for it.
Well, known for it. Like, if you're in the, especially in the resorts, they generally have filtered water.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're in a resort for 4 nights. So I was away for like nearly 3 weeks. The rest of it we would like in basically pantries.
Because Thailand's the only overseas country I've actually been to, and when we went there, they told us don't drink the water, but only drink out of a bottle.
Yeah. You
know? But we were the same. We never had any issues, and we ate, you know, down the street and the dodgy markets and all that kind of shit. So
I did take like some gastro tablets, and you know, after a couple of days, I thought I better take some preventively just in case. Yeah, they were great, man. Not only do you not get diarrhea, I didn't shit for a week.
I just kind of thought, run with it and dare the consequences of my actions to catch up with me.
Yeah, well, that's... I think I've said this before. Like, Anthony Bourdain, one of the bits I loved about his show was he'd eat, you know, the side of the road type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he goes, everyone's obsessed with fresh. You know, sometimes it needs to be the right state of stale.
Yeah.
And but he'd say, if he eats something, they said, oh, you'll get diarrhea. He goes, I don't care. That's the price.
Yeah.
I'm willing to pay that price in order to enjoy that experience, that food.
But some stuff's better fresh, but aged steak.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And like anything fermented, I'm definitely down with.
Yeah.
It was funny when the first time we landed in Singapore, it was basically 15 minutes. Took me to find just to stumble across a craft beer bar.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. did not believe that wasn't intentional. I'm like, oh, look, maybe there's a craft beer. Oh, shit. She's not going to believe me.
I think there's about three of them at Changi Airport, actually.
I went to stumble across another one on, I think it's Joo Chiat Road in...
Did you go to one in Koh Samui?
I did not. I did not leave the resort, basically, because every motherfucker keeps trying to hassle me and fight me and sell me a suit. So I was like, fuck it. Well,
we went to a craft beer bar in Koh Samui, and it was a New Zealand runner.
Yeah.
It was right next to a scuba shop and everything and all that kind of great stuff. And just, you know, had a few beers and everything. And he was fired up. He's like, oh, God, where are you guys from? Australia. Oh, yeah, you watching the game? Watching the game? I'm like, what game? He's like, the Bledisloe Cup. It's on, like, in 20 minutes. I'm like, is it? No fucking clue.
Who's playing in that?
Pretty much.
Like, who's in it this year?
I know enough about it. No, it's Australia and New Zealand. I don't honestly know whether it's rugby league or rugby union because it's the same idea. And he was... He just was crestfallen. He's like, oh, you know, someone's come in, because it was pretty empty.
Yeah.
He's like, someone's come in to watch it, and I've got someone to watch it with, and it's an Aussie, so we can have it. And I'm just like,
no, champ.
I don't know. Like, good luck with it, though. Hope you guys win. He was just crestfallen.
Who's the leading goal kicker?
We were staying at Singapore twice. Went there first, then Thailand, then back to Singapore. Stayed at a little, real small, little fucking Red Doors apartment, and had a bar down the bottom. And it sort of had a bit of a vibe going, some dance music, like it's owned by those Indian dudes. And they had, you know, a live DJ set playing on the big TV screen.
Yeah.
And I'm down there at like 4 o'clock. There's no one else in there. And so they're having a good chat to him, like, hey, I suppose you guys can put on the cricket. They're like, oh, yeah, not really. Who's going to watch? I'm like, dude, Australians are fucking up the Pakistanis. Like, done. Just put it on. So they chucked off for me. They loved it.
there is a bit of rivalry there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I think one of the most entertaining sort of things over there that I did was watching the impeachment trials on TV.
Oh God!
Late at night. That's the best reality TV television I've seen in a long, long time. I stayed up until like 2 a.m. every night watching it religiously.
I did see Sportsbet and a lot of other places are taking bets on impeachment, but they're not clarifying what the impeachment is, because he can get found guilty, like impeached, but still keep his job.
Yeah.
And he can be found impeached, but be found not guilty of a crime. He can be replaced.
There's lots
of
different...
He can be out of... He's probably not going to get replaced, because that would require Congress. But even if that happens, Pence just becomes president. It's not like...
Yeah. It goes to the vice president, yeah.
So I'm not sure where Sportsbet's line is, because if it's will he be found... Will he be impeached, as in will the trial find him that he did what he did, that he's already admitted to, then yes, that's fucking easy money.
I guess you've got to read the lines. It'll tell you what it is.
Well, the thing is, though, with
they're Sportsbet... They're fucking
redacted.
But with Sportsbet, they could easily say, not changed their mind.
Not paying you.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first.
Because the part where he said he did what he did is probably going to come up again, I dare say.
Yeah, but I mean, he's obviously not going to get impeached, because that's going through Congress and they own it.
He's not going to get replaced.
But even getting voted out, that might not happen either. I've got a friend who's super fucking liberal, like works on a pot farm north of San Francisco liberal.
Right.
She voted for Trump last time, and she's definitely voting for him this time. We're like, what the hell?
Why?
How? She's like, because I fucking hate America. I want to see it burn down. Like, that's the most liberal thing I've heard in a long time.
I think there's a lot of Aussies who want him to keep on kicking on too, because he's apparently going to kill off the NHS in the UK as part of their... Well, that they're trying to create some sort of trade deal where the American companies can pretty much come in, trash the NHS and sell their own insurance. Yeah. Which means that Medicare in Australia is going to be fucking solid.
Oh, for sure.
Because that'll be the biggest pharmaceutical purchasing block of the world, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because all the others are regional office-based. So, you know, if you're on Blue Cross insurance or whatever. In San Francisco, you get different premiums if you're in New York or if you're in fucking bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
And only negotiate on behalf of like 20,000 people.
Yeah.
So having 27 million Australians, as a negotiating block is pretty massive.
Yeah.
So the worse it is for them, the less profit they need from us, the better it
basically
is.
Shit. So we're supposed to cheer for Martin Scorsese.
I think that's a very optimistic point of view of it, though. Not that I understand all the economics of it all.
Let's pretend that we do, though.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to say, well, we're making 10 times our money in Europe. We'll go easy on the Australians.
No, I just don't think they have a choice, really, because Australia, like, Medicare does become a single block. And also, the last time they sold Medicare off, Labor just came in and said, all right, we're making it again then. And everyone who invested in Medibank lost a shit ton of money.
Yeah. Yep.
And they said, we'll keep fucking doing it. So if they do it again, all of a sudden you're going to have, even Bill Shorten be like, lads, we're just going to do it again.
Yeah.
So you invest at your own fucking peril.
Yeah. No, I know there was once where I had two kids under four. One of them got sick on a Saturday. We had a doctor come to our house at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, give us a prescription. I went to the chemist that was still open at 9 o'clock and paid $4 for the medicine. I'm like, mate, I don't care what anybody says. This is the greatest system I've ever seen.
So my fucking tax dollars go towards that, do they?
Fucking oath they do. And it's worth every fucking penny.
Fucking socialism.
You know what? It's good.
I did see a funny one the other day. It might have been Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever. Yep. He's like, we've got to fight socialism. Everyone donate to my cause.
It wasn't him.
And it's like, oh, everyone pooling the resources to serve a common goal. There's a word for this. I'm trying to fucking think of it.
Yeah. Anyways, what else? Anything else interesting on your trips that you can recall off the top of your head before we start banging on about the scant AFL news that there is?
There's tons of AFL news, just nothing good.
Nah, we'll get across anything I think of. I'm sure I can slot it in.
Yeah. Well, there has been a little bit of movement this week in the AFL with the list finalisations and all that kind of gear. But one thing that did come across my radar was captains. So there's already been three teams that I can think of off the top of my head that will run out with new captains next year.
We've got West Coast.
West Coast got a new captain. Yeah. So Shannon Hearn steps down after 5 years, replaced by Luke Shuey.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty amicable sort of deal, I guess.
Yeah, and Hearn was a great captain, obviously, and any West Coast supporter will tell you he was robbed of the All-Australian captains, and they're probably right.
Yeah,
have a point.
Shuey's not a bad fit either. He's probably, 28, I think? So he's got a good couple of years of peak AFL left in him.
Yeah.
Before the next gen's ready. In GWS, Canelio signed his massive 7-year deal, and they've given him the captaincy to go with it.
Jeez, how could that go wrong?
The first time that GWS have had a single captain, as opposed to co-captains.
Really?
Yeah.
In their history.
I see Port did that too, and switched Port, to a single captain.
Yeah, they've got they went 1 year with co-captains.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Ollie Wines stepped down, didn't he?
Well, let's say he did.
Yeah,
because he was, if you believe the scuttlebutt, and I do, he was going to be the single captain last year, but then he banged his shoulder up in a skiing accident or whatever, and they went, you fucking nuffed.
Right.
So they made him co-captain, and now he's not co-captain anymore. And he's also out of contract at the end of the year.
Yeah, and, well, let's be honest, there'll be teams interested.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah. And Port will have to up what they're offering to retain him.
Or they might not want to.
Yeah, they might have to kick him off to Melbourne.
Well, Melbourne's always been the one that people have spoken about because apparently he was good mates with Jack Viney back in the day. But, I mean, you know.
Well, Jack Viney was on the trade table too for a bit.
I think everybody was down in Melbourne way. Yeah. So, yeah, they're the other captains. I don't think we'll have any other movement on captains.
I wouldn't imagine so, unless there's something really, you know, debaucherous that happens in off-season.
Who's Gold Coast captain? I've forgotten.
I was going to say Swallow.
I should really ask, who's going to another team next year? I don't think it was Swallow. Swallow was captain way back when.
Was it Jack Martin?
No, I thought it was. But yeah, you can Google that if you like. That's how bad we're running. We don't even know who the Gold Coast fucking captain is.
Well, yeah. We don't know much about Gold Coast, though. I think anyone does.
I know that's a lot of... Oh, it is David Swallow.
Okay, I'll change that. I do know who the captain is of Gold Coast. I got a feeling Jared Witts might have been co-captain. He ran out as captain once or twice when Swallow was injured.
Yeah.
And he might have signed a new deal too.
Witts. Yeah, it is. Swallow and Witts co-captains.
They're, oh, co-captains are they?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I honestly did not know there were co-captains. Yeah. So what else is running around the AFL traps?
Well, they did float the idea. I don't know if they've moved forward with it, of halftime being cut short.
Halving half time, yeah, they did float the idea, and I think they said, you know, we might think about suggesting this, which is sort of just their way of let's throw it out there and see what people think before we actually make a decision.
And coaches kind of said, no, that's shit house.
Terrible idea.
And the TV channel said, no, that's shit. That's less ads.
And so then the AFL went done. We're doing it.
Well, there was the only two people I saw that were positive for it was Scott Pendlebury and Joel Selwood, but I don't know if it's just. How,
well, maybe they want a job in the AFL after.
Could be that. I mean, both coming towards the end of their careers, and certainly closer to the end than the start. But
hasn't hurt Tom Harley's pay packet.
Or if it's well, he works with the Swans now, but
he was AFL New South Wales for ages.
Yeah, is it just that they go, yeah, everything's great, everything's always great, and don't want to speak out, you know, as opposed to Jeff Kennett, who you just know every journalist goes, oh, I need a quote. What's Jeff's number? It's speed dial number one, mate. Just go for it. He'll give you something.
Just stick your head out the window. He's probably screaming in the streets or
something. Because it is funny because he doesn't hold press conferences.
Yeah.
But he's got quotes everywhere.
Fucking oath. Yeah. I think with Pendlebury and Selwood. Selwood. I think for them it's just old man injuries. Because I know, you know, once you start going, you can't stop because your knees start locking up.
You've got, that might be it too.
They don't want to spend all of halftime on the stationary bike just waiting to go. They may as well just go balls to the wall and see how they can last the whole game.
So, what do we think is the reason for
shortened halftime?
Halving halftime.
Oh, because they hate kids playing halftime, honestly.
Maybe.
Probably North Melbourne shit halftime efforts.
I mean, there hasn't been many good halftime efforts.
No. There is.
Halftime during the finals sucked.
Oh, that was terrible.
I didn't know what it was.
The Rocket Steadford style thing.
Ah, you never watch that shit anyway.
No.
It's not for us.
And it shortens the amount of money grounds can earn from people buying shit. So, I mean, I don't see a positive except for the fact that if you don't need to piss and you're not eating anything, that the game starts again quicker.
Well, even that's not a positive because every motherfucker's going to come back 5 minutes in the quarter and you're going to be standing up.
Yep. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be obstructing views and that kind of shit.
So terrible all around.
I have just remembered the one thing they said was the game will be over earlier. I'm like, 10 minutes earlier, champ.
Yeah.
You know, if it's that big of a deal, start 10 minutes earlier.
That's a very good point.
I don't like that there seems to be a want to make games smaller.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, it's just too much. I'm like, really? Is it though? Because I like that a game of football, at the end of it, feels like
An event.
Yeah, it feels like
it's not a 5-day test.
It feels like there was some attrition.
Yeah, there was something to achieve, and it feels important.
Yeah,
And you know, I like basketball as well, but after an hour, you go, the game's over. It's good. It's good. Mm-hmm. Football is an event. It's the best way.
I feel like with basketball these days, you could pretty much just play the last 10 minutes because every game seems to be between
four or
5 points until 10 minutes to go, and then the last 30 seconds goes for 12 minutes anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's just some people at AFL House who have to say shit and be seen to be doing shit to keep their jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're trying to re-fuck a pregnant woman.
Yep. A lot of the times they come out and say, look, we want to, you know, scoring to get up. scoring's gone down with all the changes you made. Yeah, but that wasn't what we were trying to do, though. You know, our best interest is in the players. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, I think the problem is that they do actually treat AFL like a product, where any product, you name it, if it's around for long enough and it's popular, there's no way to maximise anything, so they decrease the size of it, put the price up, or sell less of it.
Yeah, yeah. So decrease the grams, keep the price. Yeah.
Now, my plan is just, if I get the job at AFL House, which I haven't applied to and they're not offering, bring back the shirt front, make it legal, which means players have to put on more weight to handle the bumps, which slows the players down, saves their knees, means the games are more open and higher scoring. So, therefore, shirt fronts are good.
In other words, suburban footy.
Except without the stabbings or fucking each other's wives.
I'll go one step further on that, Brenton. I think they treat it as a product that they own.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Yeah.
Like,
well, literally, they're not for profit.
Yeah. It's the game for Australians, you know, and it's hard to not be too masturbatory.
Yeah,
you're talking about those, but they are just one part of it, you know. But just trying to change it all the time, and you go, okay, tell us why you're trying to change it.
Yeah,
and then we'll show you why that's not what's going to happen.
Well, on the funny thing there, some groups in Canada have started taxing churches.
Right.
And they're not-for-profit organisations. And there's talk of doing that in Australia as well.
When you say groups, you mean governments.
But we didn't tax churches here.
No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because technically they don't own anything. They're like a
trust
or whatever. And they're talking about trying to do that in Australia, particularly Victoria. Fiona Patton in the Reason Party is trying to get it up.
If you say so.
You say the Riesling Party?
Reason.
Riesling Party.
Like, that'll get some votes. Those stay-at-home mums, they've got fucking work. Finally, a candidate for them.
40-plus female, 80%.
The Chardonnay Party's fucking shit house. But the funny thing is, there's no legal reason why you could not then tax the AFL. That would have Victoria burning. There would be fires, you would have full riots. Like, tax the churches, people would be like, oh, bit of a complaint, whatever. Yeah. Izzy Flower gets up, says something, I don't know. You could, you know, add taxes to beers and people are still a little shitty, but well, they get moved.
You just increase tax on beers, that's what they do.
But if they decided to tax the AFL, fuck me, they would, it'd make the climate change protests look like just an abortion clinic protest. It'd be fucking nuts.
It'd be fine, because Melbourne would just be like, I got you. Some companies, we'll set one up.
AFL's got offshore in Tasmania.
What's the name of that?
Diamond Joe Goodnick?
No, the business in the UK that just got ousted maybe today. They're going to release some papers where they are the business that sets up the shell companies for the rich.
Oh, okay.
Got busted. I'm pretty sure it's getting released today, tomorrow, and next day.
So they'll be suiciding tonight?
Basically, yeah. They'll be Epsteining half of the proletariat.
Yeah, I still do find that funny. Suddenly the two jail guards have been put in prison to be investigated from the Epstein case. I'm like, they're not surviving long. Lads, you're a loose thread. Be fucking concerned.
I'm going to say, take some PR advice from Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Or just shut your mouth.
Did you see his interview?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god!
It was every bit of the train wreck you expected.
You got to respect him though, because
I don't.
I've never met this girl, and they go, "Well, here's the photos of you with your arm around her." Yeah, I think they're fake though.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's like, no, that day, I remember exactly what I did. I went to here. I had this shirt on. And
I went to Pizza Express.
Don't remember what I did when I got in that house though.
Yeah.
And I can't sweat because of a war injury. Here's photos of you sweating.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're
fake?
Can you imagine if you're a prosecutor or something and you're like, geez, you know, prosecuting a royal, that's going to be so fucking hard. They've got all these connections, all this influence. It's going to be tough. And he gets on TV and does that. You're like, oh, lads.
Whoa.
I am going to fuck this guy so bad.
Your Honor. Yeah.
Your Honor, he fucking did it. And here's him saying, you fucking did it on TV. He's fucked.
The royal biographer or something came out and then said, pedophilia isn't that bad anyway?
It was very close to that. This got a lot of media coverage because Piers Morgan is he's one of their twatty conservative type TV presenters. He was the one that was the sane one in the conversation.
Jesus.
And just about every British comedian said, when you're on air with Piers Morgan and you're the prick, you know you've done something wrong.
I do think, though, I don't believe Piers Morgan believes half the things.
No, of course not.
He's a product.
Yeah, yeah.
And he understands that. He's not Alex Jones level product. I don't think Alex Jones understands he's insane.
I think he's kind of retarded.
Yeah, but he's doing it for a purpose. You know, yeah. It's like people who on social media, or whatever, they act crazy and they get some money, and all of a sudden it's like, all right, if I go crazy, I get more fucking money. Yeah. All right, that's where I'm going. That's his job.
He's taking it to the nth degree, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want tea and bickies every morning.
But as soon as I know somebody is like that, I go, oh, okay. And I just accept it, and then I ignore them.
Yeah, it's like Eddie Bravo talking about Flat Earth.
Yeah.
Like, look,
okay, Ed. Yeah.
Maybe he kind of does sort of believe it, but he ain't going to be... He's not designing a rocket to go to the moon.
No.
His beliefs aren't going to affect the rest of the world at all.
He's designing rubber guard.
Yeah, and a Flat Earth works for him. He's dealing with a flat plane. He doesn't want to calculate the curve of the maths. But if that happened to be someone in charge of NASA going, reckon the Earth is flat, I'd be fucking concerned.
But hang on a minute. He does believe slightly, maybe, in Flat Earth, but he isn't in charge of NASA. He's in charge of 10th Planet.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
is it a planet, mate, or not? Yeah. Make up your mind. But anyway, one thing I do respect about Piers Morgan was he was talking shit about Brett Lee once or something.
Oh, well deserved, obviously.
And this is 7 or 8 years ago, and I think the Ashes were on, so he decided to come out to Australia. He goes, I'll go in the nets and face Brett Lee for an over.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that.
Broke his wrist, but he did it. He stood there and faced him. I wouldn't.
Fuck that.
Brett Lee fucked him up.
Fucking oath he did. He literally broke his wrist.
That was fun.
And he didn't hold back at all.
It rated just, pretty high.
There were no pies. There was nothing, you know, outside off stump looking for the edge.
I do remember one, he had a crack at J.K. Rowling. And so J.K. Rowling put up a review that said, J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series is brilliant, whatever. And he's like, oh, so you're putting up random reviews now. What's that supposed to be? He's like, it was your review.
Your review, cock.
It's just like, fuck.
It's just like, you can't throw out enough Burley and just go, come on, mate, just bite it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's really like, oh, geez, I wonder if he's dumb enough to bite this. Yeah, fuck it. All right, reel that fucker right in. Mind you, a Twitter win these days is fairly easy.
Oh, yeah, it gets you 6 likes on Facebook. Yeah.
Or 50 Reddit updates.
Yeah. So what else is going on in the world of the AFL? Because it's fuck all now. I actually did see on the news today, they were showing Hawthorn players. I thought, all right, what's going on? We had a training session. That made the 6 o'clock news.
Wow.
Yeah, they said, everyone's turning the house down. We're getting used to the new boys.
I did see that Dusty picking up his car made the news.
I do like that.
Was Serena there? Because I'm kind of interested.
He just went on a Tom Liberatore level off-season.
Imagine a Dusty Serena Williams kid. Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
There would definitely be no arguing there.
No, it'd be Winx. Jesus.
Winx with a neck tattoo. Be great.
Motherfucker, just keep going.
Oh, yeah. One other thing that happened in Thailand. So, Tam tried to buy some cunt's dinner.
What?
Sorry, my partner's name's Tam. So, we're walking along. Obviously, you've got your street vendors and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, like, we keep on walking further down. This dude at the front of, you got, obviously... your tall apartment sort of buildings, but the front of it was not a shop front, but had glass windows.
Yeah.
There's dudes at the front with some coals, some prawns on there. They look amazing.
Yep.
So Tam wanders over there. Oh, yeah, I'll take all of those. How much for them? And he's like,
you made me dinner?
He's like, fuck off. And he's like, what? She comes, so he's like, you told me to fuck off. I'm like, because it's his dinner. He's trying to feed his family. And you're coming along trying to pinch the bloke's dinner.
Maybe it's just negotiating.
I'll have what she's having. brilliant.
Yeah.
All right. So,
well, there's also like the rookie draft pickups as well. And I did see Eddie's gone back to the baggy shorts at Carlton.
I don't think he was ever going to leave the baggy shorts.
Yeah. Well, he's gone baggier. Well, he's gotten smaller, I don't know.
He could be. He's getting that old. He might be shrinking.
Yeah. Who did you guys pick up in the rookie?
Nobody you've ever heard of.
Well, I haven't heard of any in the national draft, but rookie draft, I think we got Josh Walker, which is
You're talking delisted free agents.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I don't know if we've announced it yet, but we delisted Minchington, and I think we're going to pick him up again, just as a... because he didn't play for us last year because he did his knee.
Yeah, that's right. Ah, so he's going to
re-rookie. Pretty much.
I don't think we did any movement on any of that sort of thing, did we?
No, I mean, you picked up in the rookie draft the biggie.
Yeah, we did.
The Sudanese lad. And Darren Buick, I think, was his coach,
right,
in juniors, and he said, "Mate, you've missed one." Like, he was, I think, zoned to St Kilda, and St Kilda didn't match or didn't bother with the normal draft, so Richmond got him for nothing. I think something like that. And and Darren Buick said, "Mate, you've missed one here."
Yeah,
like, he's got some talent.
And we got another really talented Indigenous little kid. I can't remember who it is. I just remember seeing some Facebook posts about he's going to the team that we all support. It's amazing.
Right, yeah.
Can't remember his name. Fuck, I don't know. When it wasn't, but when it wasn't Thailand, sorry. I was up late after I'd finished watching my nightly impeachment review reality TV show. I just flicked across and there's a movie of aliens attacking people in Richmond uniforms.
Right, okay.
Have you ever seen a movie like that? I mean, they're not like in pseudo Richmond uniforms. I mean, they were actual Richmond like uniforms.
AFL badged.
With the BLK. Right. Sponsored by whoever the fuck that was.
And you didn't record this?
Well, I was in Singapore, so... I was in Thailand, sorry.
You've got a phone?
Oh, no, I put some photos up on our Twitter feed. So, yeah, if anyone knows what the fuck is going on with that, I'm really interested to know, because I think we beat the aliens, but I'm like, this is the strategy. This is how people win the 2020 flag.
Like I say, it wasn't based on GWS coming down to Melbourne, was it?
I don't know, but one of the people did look remarkably like Sean Grigg.
Josh has just brought it up there. Cause
that's the one.
That looks like in the foreground, bloody, what's her name? Natalie Edwards from AFL.
Oh, yeah, it does too, doesn't it?
From AFL.com.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Looks like either Mildura or the Alma Oval. It really does, doesn't it?
It's definitely Bush League footy, but they're wearing Tigers Guernseys.
There you go.
I do like, there's, for a country that has no Tigers, not even the former Tasmanian Tiger, we have a lot of Tiger-branded teams. Oh, like, there's really Melbourne Tigers in basketball.
Yeah, not no more, but yeah.
Oh, there was. Richmond Tigers.
There was a cunt, too. Fuck that guy.
Balmain Tigers. Are they still around?
No.
Oh, there you go.
They're called West Tigers, though.
Oh, same fucking shit. I'm sure there's some in Union.
I'm sure they were the Tassie Tigers in cricket at one stage.
Yeah. There's three Tiger teams in the same league in the amateurs around here.
It's just like, I reckon if you went around Australia, you'd find a lot of magpie teams as well. But
there are magpies.
We have magpies, though. Yeah. As opposed to tigers.
What are the lions, I guess, is lions, a popular motif. What other ones would we have that are not Australian-based?
Giants.
Oh, we have big people.
Do we?
Some.
A couple, and we immediately shuffle them into basketball.
Pretty much. Into a breeding program like China does. I can't think of many other. I mean, Blues, I guess we don't have any Blues. We don't fucking have any Saints or Demons, I suppose.
Having a Blues like Friday night privilege of any country kid.
Winnie Blues, there's plenty of them. Yeah. That's what they should adopt as their mascot, the Winnie Blues, instead.
Yeah, how would you reframe that so that it's not really cigarette advertising, like they're doing Formula One?
The Winnie Fads?
The barcode.
Yeah.
Just have a QR code on there.
It'll probably be Soundlink.
Yeah. All right, is there anything else going on in AFL? Not really, is there?
I mean, I do like this time of year because it's when you can be as optimistic as you feel like. Because everyone's, anyone who's injured is coming back and almost ready to train again. And everyone else is healthy and training the house down.
Yeah, the best preseason ever. Yeah. They've shed kilos.
Yeah.
Nobody, it never comes out. Yeah, he's put it on a bit, hasn't he?
Oh, it's happened a couple of times when it's like.
Yeah, but it doesn't get spoken about.
Not officially. There's no announcements. It's like, you fucking what, mate?
Mm. It comes out in about April.
Yeah.
Usually.
And I'm glad that this is not the period of Richmond optimism anymore.
Right.
Where I was, it's looking good this season, looking good. I think we're a chance.
This will be it. This is our year now. Yep. But again, on the optimism side of things, I do like it with the draft because I can't believe he went that low.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe he was still there when we had pick 14.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe he was still there at pick 79.
Yeah, you do hear that.
Yeah.
Did Carlton get rid of Soss, son of Soss?
Yeah,
I did see that. Apparently, Soss was willing to speak truth to power with Little. I think it is.
I think that was after the fact.
Yeah, and before the fact as well. Yeah. Well, depending on whose story you believe. The Carlton official media release was a conflict of interest with both his sons on the list.
Well, it's a conflict of interest now.
Yeah.
Not five years ago when he drafted the first one.
Yeah, exactly. After they're in. Well, whereas he's pretty much decided to shit in the mail boxes on the way out kind of thing.
From what I heard, actually, Richmond play a little part in this because the new boss coming in did a little bit of recruiting of his own of Brandon Ellis.
Oh, right.
And somebody asked Soss about it. And he went, no, we haven't spoken to Brandon Ellis. He goes, well, your boss has. And he went, has he now? And he didn't take too kindly to somebody else doing the recruiting for him.
Oh, right.
And that's where I hear where it started.
I can fucking understand that because he's done a damn good job.
Yeah. And, well, it's his job too.
Yeah. It's like, man, if you want to take it over, feel free. And maybe he's gone, all right, I fucking will. Well, I'm fucking out of here then and you'll pay me out.
But it was a bit of a shame that his young lad, Jack, got in a bit of trouble for liking tweets.
Really? Oh, fuck,
mate. Somebody saying, oh, this is disgraceful that Carlton got rid of Soss. And he, like, I'm like, really though? I mean, it's his old band. Anything wrong with that?
And you're carrying on like a 13-year-old fucking jealous girlfriend.
Yeah, and apparently Teague doesn't get along well with anybody.
Soss.
Leeds. Little.
Little, well. Right, yeah.
So he's quite pissed off that Soss is out. And let's be honest, as one of the list managers, he was fucking pretty good.
Well, there's a lot of good moves he made. I mean, and let's face it, he had a lot of chips on the table as well with all the draft picks that Carlton got. But he made some brave moves, especially on the night.
But he was involved in GWS too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was still involved with GWS when he went to Carlton. He took all their off cuts.
But that's what I mean. Like, plus his name is something too. Like, if you're a rookie who hasn't played in the AFL yet and you get to sit down and have dinner with Steve and Silvani, you're going to take it.
Team of the century.
Yeah. You know? You're going to take that meeting. So another team will pick him up. It's just fucking going to happen.
Yeah.
Or he'll sit on the shelf for 6 to 12 months and wait for another new boss to come in. Let's face it, it could happen.
Well, I mean, could be fucking sooner than that.
He could be the new boss.
Could be round six. Depending on how Carlton go. If they're 0-6, old mate could be in deep shit.
That'd be terrible, wouldn't it?
He could be Epstein.
Like, for Carlton fans, it's almost like, almost more offensive they've got Eddie back now. Because, he's like, it's almost like dating Brad Pitt in high school.
Right.
And then he goes off, has a fucking fantastic career, gets a drug habit, comes back, he's broke as shit, he's like 124 years old, then he comes back to you and you start dating again. You missed the juice of
it'd be like Shaggy Sher now.
No, it's a bit like Michael Jordan at the Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
You know, you get him in that stage.
Yeah, but if he had a start at the Washington Wizards and then fucked off the Bulls and then Washington came got him back,
Anyway.
But, yeah.
All right, so I think that's about all we can go through, but we do have a little bit of forward selling we can do, that we're going to start our 2020 ladder predictors and previews starting from next week.
Foresight is 2020.
Yep. I'm not going to get tired of that joke next year, I'll tell you that, for every fucking brand out there. So we're going to start off with our season previews for all the teams. We'll start down with Gold Coast at the bottom and work our way up through last year's ladder.
Yep, I'll give you a spoiler. We reckon they're going to be pretty close to the bottom next year as well.
It's a fair old chance, let's be honest.
Chance, I don't know.
You get good on sports bet if you think they'll make the top five. I might even take that bet with you.
I tell you what, I'll take five wins. All right. I'll take the unders.
I think five wins is the line.
Yeah. All right, that'll do us.
All right, everyone.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.